Hey, Uni Fellowship, you want to go deep in your Christian life and faith and spirituality and really flourish as a Christian? Then you've got to go deep into God's Word, because it's the Scriptures that actually fuel and deepen and shape our Christian lives. There's an awesome psalm at the very beginning of the Psalms that talks about the blessing for the person who doesn't walk in the way of those who ignore God and rebel against God and mock God, but rather those who delight in the law of the Lord, and in his law and on his law they meditate day and night, like a tree planted by streams of water which yields its fruit in season, whose leaf doesn't wither, whatever they do prospers. That's something you can sink your roots into and draw life and flourishing from. You can know that God's there and have a sense of God's there from philosophy and a sense of our moral awareness and marvelling at the created world. There's a mighty mind behind it all. But you can't know God personally unless he speaks to us. And in the Scriptures, he speaks to us. God tells us who he is. We get to know him. And he comes to us ultimately in his word of salvation about Jesus. And so you come to know God through Scriptures. You grow in your knowledge of God through Scriptures. You know how to do the will of God and live in God's ways and please God through the Scriptures. So you want to flourish in your Christian life. Go deep into the Word of God, like that tree with its roots down by fresh running waters, drawing life. Bearing fruit, prospering. The opposite of that in this psalm is the wicked, those who walk in the counsel of the wicked and stand in the way of sinners and sit in the seat of mockers, who are like chaff that the wind blows away, and therefore the wicked won't stand in the judgment of God or be joined in the assembly of the righteous. The way the wicked will perish without the word of God, which tells us about the mercy of God and gives us the life of God. We get blown away. We get burned up. We don't stand in the end. So I want to encourage you guys to flourish deeply in your Christian life, and then to bear fruit in your Christian life and Christian ministry. Get deep into God's Word. As you read God's Word, have you read the whole Bible ever? How often have you read it? Why not aim to read the whole Scriptures? Have you ever meditated Scripture? Have you ever memorized Scripture, taken the time to, like Psalm 1, you could memorize Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who doesn't walk in the way of sinners and stand in the seat of mockers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on that law he meditates day and night. You could memorize Scripture, meditate on it, pray through it, dwell upon it, chew it over, talk about it with others, share. What are you reading in the Scriptures? Here's what I'm reading in the Scriptures. As you listen to Bible teaching and pay attention and seek to learn from it, as you join a Bible study and read Bible books, all of these things help you deepen in the knowledge of God, deepen in your relationship with God. It's time with God, with your Father, with your Lord, with your Saviour. And out of that comes Christian life, Christian ministry, Christian prayer, Christian fellowship, Christian mission. Go deep into God's Word. I want to encourage you. Before I finish up, quick advert. Today's Wednesday, the 15th of July. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock on our regular Zooms, you can just link to that out of Facebook or our emails that we send you, we'll have the Humans of Uni Fellowship, where we'll have stories told about people's own Christian lives, Christian ministry, pathways forward in loving God and serving God. It's going to be a great time. We'd love to have you join us and encourage others to join us. 4 o'clock tomorrow on the Uni Fellowship Zoom channel. See you then. Bye.